can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by our awesome friends at Cumberland Farms. Nicole is from Middleborough. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
So I understand you moved to Boston about a year ago from Toronto.
I did, yep.
Tell everybody why you moved here.
I met my husband over a video game. So we knew each other for about 9 years, dated for 7, so long distance. And then he asked me to marry him, so here I am.
Were you like a gnome and he was a fairy princess fighting the evil overlord of Salmon?
No. It wasn't any World of Warcraft or anything like that. It was called Counter-Strike. So.
Oh, that. Well, then.
She was a badass in leather and he was robbing banks.
All right, Dan.
Or he was driving a tank. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
All right.
That's amazing, Nicole.
Nicole,
amazing.
What is your screen name?
It was called Miss Still, and then I thought that was pretty bad, so I shortened it to MS.
MS. All right, that was MS. All right. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Nicole?
Yes, Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Right, left, right, right.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. The tie is still considered a loss for you. She has now, in fact, stepped into that soundproof studio called Deathly Hallows. Dan is managing the board, and he is having a hip-checking fight with my son, Barrett, who is also here in the studio this morning. Dan! He's 7.
I'm not your kid, bro. You yell at him, not me.
Question number 1. Penn and Teller have put their act on hold because Teller needs back surgery. What do Penn and Teller do for a living?
They do like a magic show.
Question number 2. Roseanne Barr might not be going anywhere, saying, and I quote, "I've already been offered so many things, and I almost already accepted one really good offer to go back on television, and I might do it." Which drug did she blame her Twitter rant on? Nothing?
I really don't know this, but I'll take a guess and say Vicodin.
Question number 3. Name all 4 members of U2.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Bono. I only know Bono.
Bono?
Sorry.
Bono, yes.
It's Bono.
Bono.
That's all that you need to know.
Question number 4. Sydney Sweeney from The Handmaid's Tale says the cast and crew decompressed from the heaviness of the show by sitting around and singing Taylor Swift songs and talking about The Bachelor. In A Handmaid's Tale, what are the handmaids? Question number 5. Former One Directioner Liam Payne and his girlfriend Cheryl are splitting up after 2 years together. They do have a child together, and they made headlines when the kid was born because they gave him an unusual name. He's named after an animal. Which one?
Oh, my goodness. It's Phoenix.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Did you even give an answer on that one? What did you say?
She said a phoenix.
A phoenix? Is that what she's saying? Okay. Sure. All right, welcome back, Kennedy.
Oh, thank you.
Nicole got what? 1 out of 5. Suits!
Barrett just screamed it louder than you. It's hilarious.
Okay, Kennedy, this is tough. Question number 1. Okay, thank you. Penn and Teller have to put their act on hold because Teller needs back surgery. What do Penn and Teller do for a living?
Magic. Is he coming in tomorrow, too?
No. It's the first day of summer, Kennedy.
It's all right. You know I don't care. One-on-one
question number 2. Roseanne Barr might not be going anywhere. She says she's already been offered so many things. One is a really good thing that is going to be on television, and she might do it. Which drug did she blame her Twitter rant on?
What do you think? Ambien.
2-1. Question number 3. Name all 4 members of U2.
So there's Bono, Edge, Larry. Ooh, what's the other guy?
Bono.
I love Bono. Adam Clayton.
There you go. Nice job, Kennedy. 3-1. Question number 4. Sydney Sweeney from The Handmaid's Tale says the cast and crew would decompress from the heaviness of the show by singing Taylor Swift songs and talking about The Bachelor.
Oh, you'd have to.
In A Handmaid's Tale, what are the handmaids?
They're women who can still have babies.
That is correct. 4-1.
They're fertile.
Question number five.
Fertile.
Former One Directioner Liam Payne and his girlfriend Cheryl are splitting after two years together.
I can't believe it.
They have a child together. It's named after an animal. Do you
bear.
Know which? It is Bear.
That
is
Bear.
Woohoo. Yeah, that's all five, I think.
It is.
5-1. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Nicole, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. I do have a pair of movie passes to see the new movie, Uncle Drew, starring Kyrie Irving. It is in theaters now, so you enjoy those tickets, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Well, we really appreciate you listening to the show. You have a great 4th of July week. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Nicole from Middleborough, and I definitely did not beat Kennedy.
Exasperated by the whole thing.